Guldner, you know, writing broadly the same time as Mills, well, a bit after, said one thing about sociologists: they were very good at recommending things in other people's lives, very poor at understanding what it meant in their own life and in the institutions in which they worked. We are the vanguard place for the marketization of public functions. It's happening in higher education faster, deeper, more dramatically than anywhere else. As individuals, given that the shifting of the cost of education onto students means that there won't be a loss of resources in many institutions, but an increase in institutions, we have to recognise that what is at issue is not a matter of cuts, but a matter of functions. It's not protecting the assets of the university, it's protecting the meaning of the university and the meaning of sociology. The meaning of sociology can't be defined as its meaning to us in the sense of, you know, the Parsonian professional definition, protect the meaning of the discipline and the institutions, you know, will be kept by the, because the attack is on institutions. So we actually have to protect the meaning of sociology generally, its relation to public. So we ought, as individuals, to be speaking out about the privatization of functions, whether that's the marketization of the National Health Service or the marketization of universities. The fact that academics and sociologists too are silent about what is happening in their own institution simply because there's some money tucked in the pocket at the same time means that we are disqualified, I think, from comments in the wider public where the same process is taking place, except money is being taken out of their pockets. So, I mean, we can't be in the top 10 of the pay range in Britain and make no comments about broader inequalities, make no comments about what is happening to universities, and saying there's something wrong about making students pay our salaries in the naked way that's taking place.
Yeah, but you haven't been silent on that.
I haven't, but you know,
I think there's something to be said about that, actually, the value of that too, actually, isn't it?
Well, the value of silence, no.
No, the value of speaking out. I'll be silent in that.
No, come on, that's not the story of the last year.
Well, the story of the last year is the students have been out on the street and faculty have been in their office catching up on the ref. I mean, that's been the story.
Is that the only
no, it's not the only story, but what I'm saying is that when something so fundamental is happening to our institution and people go into their offices every day and go into classes every day and it's as if it's business as usual. And when we look back 10 years and business as usual was the complete undermining of public higher education with all the consequences for social citizenship and democracy.